In this podcast, we'll be discussing the reintroducing of gray wolves to Yellowstone. To begin, in the 1800s, the population of gray wolves was 350,000, but it didn't take long for the population to decrease immensely. It began in the 1850s and lasted until the 1900s, where these wolves were shot, trapped, poisoned by ranchers, attacked by hunters, and even government employees. This left only a few still in existence in the outskirts of Alaska and primarily in Minnesota and Michigan. Because of the large amount of decrease in population, gray wolves are now considered to be endangered. Since gray wolves were considered to be a keystone predator in the West, there was a large effect when the population decreased immensely. The gray wolf's prey started to increase because they were not getting hunted, which led to the devastation of vegetation of the willow and aspen trees. This overall hurt the ecosystems greatly and threatened other species' habitats. There was a huge dispute in the idea of gray wolves should be reintroduced into the Yellowstone National Parks, and even through many angry protests occurred from this year, they were still placed back into the park. With the restoration of the gray wolves, the overall sustainability of biodiversity in the Yellowstone ecosystem increased and helped bring it back to how it used to be. Because of this, 2008, the U.S. FWS removed gray wolves from the Protecting Under Endangered Species Act in the states of Montana, Wyoming, and Utah. As of now, the wolf packs are protected, but if they are taken off the endangered species list, they will be in free range to be killed by anyone. To conclude, this overall case study shows how terrestrial biodiversity is being destroyed. It also shows how these environments can be saved and how the different types of species can be protected as well. This overall shows how to preserve these biodiversities involves applying the four and scientific principles of sustainability, which is reliance on solar energy, biodiversity, nutrient cycling, and population control.